This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Lake Waccamaw Town Commissioners approved the first tax increase in more than 20 years at Tuesday's meeting. The new rate is 30 cents per $100 evaluation. Officials cited the rising cost of town services such as fire, EMS, and police, among other expenses for the increase. Whiteville City Council also approved its 25-26 budget. There was no tax increase in Whiteville's budget, but there will be some higher utility fees. Around 200 people showed up for Tuesday's meeting about a planned development near Lake Waccamaw. More than 4,500 homes would be built on a 1,000-acre tract between Buckhead and Lake Waccamaw if the project is approved. No speakers expressed any support for the project. Instead, they questioned the development firm's plans for dealing with stormwater runoff, environmental impacts, traffic, and other concerns. Andy Mills, the engineer for the project, said the Bay Branch development is still in the most preliminary stages of its planning. District 4 County Commissioner Laverne Coleman will hold a question and answer session about the county's role in the development. That's going to be Thursday at Lake Waccamaw First Baptist Church at 7 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend. A 19-year-old woman has been charged with assault with a deadly weapon and firing into an occupied vehicle. Andronacia Davis of Pleasant Hill Road allegedly shot Tim McFadden on Haynes Lennon Road. This was after she'd shattered the woman's windshield with a cinder block. Davis is being held under no bond. Frank Parrott will be honored Friday at a ceremony and a bridge dedicated in his name. Parrott was a DMV enforcement officer who was killed in pursuit of a felony suspect in Cumberland County in 1995. He also served with the Tabor City Police and the Sheriff's Office. The Beaver Dam Bridge on NC 410 will be named in his memory. The ceremony will start at Lake Tabor at 3:30 p.m., then it will move to the bridge for the unveiling of the sign. Whiteville police have charged a Brunswick man with statutory rape. Warrants show Norman Greenleaf, age 34, is alleged to have forced an underage girl to have sex in December. He is being held under $350,000 secured bond. Another man has been arrested after throwing a brick through a Fair Bluff business's window early Sunday. Chris Falk was arrested and charged in the incident. Damage to the window was estimated around $4,000. We'll have more on this story on our website. The Veterans Memorial Park is going to host a flag retirement ceremony Saturday. Of course, Saturday is June 14th, Flag Day. The event will start at 9 a.m. at the park. Anyone with a worn flag that has outlived its service may bring it for proper disposal. The park is located on U.S. 701 south of Whiteville in the New Hope community. A program Saturday will let museum visitors learn more about Stumpy, a right whale that was studied for more than 30 years. Lisa Gatens, a marine mammal specialist with the State Museum of Natural Science, will talk about Stumpy at the Museum of Science in Whiteville. Now, Gatens will talk about the efforts to preserve whales. The event is free. It's from 2 until 3 p.m. at the Museum of Natural Science in downtown Whiteville. For more information, you can email chelsea.flowers@naturalsciences.org. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.